Well, the former Secretary of State, Peter Hain, has said that nearly two decades after the Good Friday Agreement, Northern Ireland is nowhere near reconciliation. He's also accusing local politicians of lacking the will to move forward on dealing with the past. And he joins us on the line. Good morning to you.
Morning, Karen.
Mr. Hain, it's welfare reform, not the past, that's currently blocking the implementation of the Stormont House Agreement. So what's prompted such a negative assessment of politics here?
Well, there was an important meeting held last night in the House of Commons, convened by Declan Carney, the national chairperson of Sinn Féin, with David Porter, as you know, a unionist, and the Archbishop of Canterbury's canon of reconciliation, and Lord John Aldersyce, the former Speaker of the Assembly and leader of the Alliance Party. And we, and I spoke at that as well, and there was a common concern that the process seems to have stalled, that we got this historic breakthrough after the Good Friday Agreement of 1998 had initiated the whole peace process and the eventual settlement that we achieved in 2007 and then the devolution of policing and justice in 2010. And the yet on dealing with the past and on giving any redress to victims and survivors of those who were killed during the Troubles, there's no real progress at all. We don't even have a victims commissioner.
But there was agreement, consensus among politicians, that following the Haas-Sullivan talks, there was more progress on the elements associated with the past than perhaps any other element of that package. And indeed now even, what was achieved there is being used as a carrot or a lever to encourage politicians to accept the financial element of the Stormont House Agreement.
Well, that's true. But nevertheless, it is stalled. And there is a sense of the politicians, and I'm not blaming any individual or any particular party, in a way, turning inwards and retreating to the comfort of their own particular groups, rather than reaching back out and finding a way forward. And the difficulty with peace processes, not that I'm suggesting for a moment we would ever go back to the Troubles, because they are past and are gone, thankfully. But the difficulty with a peace process in the sense of achieving lasting reconciliation, which is really what we were talking about last night in these uncomfortable conversations, as the meeting was called, is that you've got to keep moving. And if you stall, it isn't just a question of pausing, it's actually a danger of moving back. And that is where Northern Ireland, I fear, is at the present time.
But aren't you out of step with what's happening here on the ground at the moment? It's not that long ago that we had such a successful visit by the Queen to the Republic. Only
Absolutely.
Very recently, Prince Charles has been to the site of his grandfather's murder in Sligo. Not his grandfather, sorry, Louis Mountbatten. Mm. He and the Duchess of Cornwall, too, visiting a Catholic church in North Belfast. There is progress.
It's enormous progress. And to see Sinn Féin leaders meeting the Queen and meeting Prince Charles in the way that was so movingly done, and where everybody was looking forward rather than backwards, I think that sent a very powerful signal to all of the political parties that they ought to follow in their footsteps, and yet that isn't being done at the present time.
But you know yourself, Mr. Hain, that a lot of this is down to trust. Reconciliation can only begin when both parties begin to accept each other's past, where they've come from, and have a joint vision of where they want to go. The On the Run scheme, which you yourself, I understand, wanted to keep secret, there was a statement prepared by the PSNI that was never released, should the process become public.
I answered questions about that in the House of Commons. Let's not go over all that ground. I mean,
that old ground, that was the past, and that only emerged in 2014 and damaged what some people would say was fragile progress at the time.
Well, it was controversial, there's no question about it. But, you know, in the end, whether it's the recommendations of the Stormont House Agreement that doesn't seem to be going anywhere at the present time, or whether it's the recommendations of the Haas and Sullivan, the American diplomats, their recommendations, or the very important recommendations of former Archbishop Eames, now Lord Eames, and Dennis Bradley. All of those reports provided a route map forward for giving a way of closure and resolution to victims above all, and of dealing with the past in an honest and inclusive way. And that is still stalled. And until the parties decide to move on that, we're not going to make the progress we are.
Just briefly, if you were Secretary of State today, what would you do?
Well, for a start, I wouldn't be pushing through the austerity that is damaging the fabric of Northern Ireland, and I don't think it's a coincidence that we had a very bad situation over the parades in the last few days, compared with where we were in 2006-07 before we got the settlement. That was a time of record numbers of jobs in Northern Ireland and increasing prosperity and increasing dynamism in the economy. And until you address those issues, it's going to make it much more difficult to deal with alienated youngsters who find excuses, who don't have a future and find excuses to throw rocks than to get down to work.
Mr. Hayne, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure.